How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, you'll meet a young man who won his way to fame and fortune because he could play the flute. But first, a word from your announcer. Those are well-chosen words. Now, step with me behind the scenes to the heart of New York City. As we walk down Broadway, we notice that everything is very strange. There are no tall buildings, no huge animated electric signs, no thunderous roar of traffic. Why? Because it's a summer day in the year 1784, and New York is still a city on the edge of an unexplored wilderness. We see a yellow-haired boy of unmistakably German stock gazing into the doorway of the well-stocked establishment of Robert Brown, fur merchant. He often stopped here, for he wanted to learn the fur business, remembering his conversation with a fur buyer he'd met on the boat coming over from his home in Germany. The fur dealer called the immigrant boy into his shop. "I've had my eye on you for some time now," he began. "How'd you like to work for me as a clerk? You've been wanting to learn the fur business. I'll teach you." Here at last was the opportunity he'd craved. He'd learn the fur business. Perhaps someday he'd own a store, too. The boy learned quite a bit about his chosen work from his employer, who took such an interest in him that he often sent him out of town to try his hand at fur buying. He bought so wisely in the spring, Brown sent him up the Hudson into the Iroquois country. This was quite an experience for the youthful trader. He was going into the richest fur country in this part of the state. The trader had to feel his way carefully, approaching only the villages he was sure would be friendly. With a heavy pack over his back and a rifle at the ready, he tramped day after day through the wilderness. At last, he came to a large village of the Mohawks. The leader of the group held up his hand in a salute of friendship. The young trader answered the sign. "Oh, white man with hair like sunlight," said the leader. "The signal drums talk to us. They say you come to trade for our furs. It is well. We have many furs." The youth was led into the village and made welcome by the elders. The old chief was curious about another bit of news he'd heard by way of the talking drums. "White man," he said as they sat before the chief's lodge and watched the sun sink behind the western pines, "I've heard that you carry a little black stick that makes pleasant noises when you place it to your lips. I'd like to hear it." The trader drew his flute from his pocket and began playing an old German folk song. The Indians gathered about, listening attentively. A short time later, a message was vibrating its way through the forest. "A man comes among us who is a good friend of the red man. He is a worthy trader and will pay fair prices. Grant him a seat by your council fires, O brothers." The young fur buyer was very happy over his successful trip. He returned to New York with a good supply of prime pelts and a new pride in his musical prowess. He recalled the day just before he left Germany to make his home in America. On a sudden inspiration, he'd bought 7 flutes, intending to sell them at a profit in New York. Now, before we continue with our story, a word from your announcer. Now the young trader had a new idea, one that he'd been formulating on the long trip into the wilds. He opened an agency for fine imported musical instruments. His wife ran the shop while he was out buying furs, and not for Mr. Brown this time either. Both ventures were successful, and soon the young man began buying real estate in the suburban districts of the growing city. So was started the great fortune of John Jacob Astor. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again Monday at the same time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.